Thousands of activists were in D.C. on the weekend to counter the Unite the Right rally on Sunday. They far outnumbered the neo-Nazis. The Reverend Dr. William Barber, president of Repairers of the Breach, spoke at the Rainbow Push Coalition on Saturday.
Trump ain't the problem. He's the symptom of a deeper malady. And it's not just Trump, it's this whole way in which it's been this takeover, this grab. The Southern strategy, Kevin Phillips told Richard Nixon, if we embrace this, we will win for 50 years. This is the 50th year.
Barber says since Trump, 23 states have passed voter suppression laws, all in anti-union, anti-affordable health care, anti-poverty, anti-women, anti-LGBT, and anti-immigration states. Brenda, who marched with Dr. King and with the Freedom Riders, expressed the outrage many felt about white nationalists gathering near the White House on Sunday.
I don't believe that neo-Nazis have the right to march around the White House that was built on the backs of my ancestors, on the backs of slaves, to spread hatred. I often say I wonder what Bible they're reading. And I'm just appalled at the fact that we have a racist, fascist, misogynistic male men in the White House giving a permit to the same type of people to come and march on the grounds of the White House.
At one point, Antifa burned a Confederate flag on a D.C. street. Lucha is with Refuse Fascism. She asks, what kind of society makes policy to terrorize children?
The message that comes out of D.C. today and goes all over the country has to be that a movement has come onto the scene fighting for a future free of white supremacy.
WPFW, WBAI's sister station, followed the protest through the weekend. In the early evening, journalist Dave Zirin got on the air to say he felt good because the Nazis were gone. He says they crawled back into their hole.
There were about 30 of them. There were, in my estimation, 5,000 plus of us. I mean, there are thousands of anti-Nazi protesters here. And judging from people I've talked to, people have come from really far away. I've met people who driven here from Chicago and people here who came with a church bus from Prince George's County. It's a tremendous variety of people here. It's beautiful. I mean, the rain's just opened up, the lightning and the thunder. I'm getting soaking wet and I've never felt so good.
Zirin says demonstrators are safe and sound.
This was one of those things where I didn't tell my mom what I was doing because I knew that she would be that worried. And a lot in the mainstream media, too, tried to make people scared to come out today, too. There were a lot of articles saying about the expectation of violence, but the best way for us to be safe is for us to be together. That's the best way to be safe. And when there's 30 of them and 5,000 of us, that's a very good way to feel safe.
According to Zirin, there was much love, peace, and joy from counter demonstrators.
So I got to say that because there were certainly aggressive chants like Nazis go home and some that were a little even more profane than that. But there were a lot of chants also out here that were just like, say it loud, say it clear, immigrants are welcome here, and that's beautiful. And so there was a lot of that, too.
WPFW's Dave Zirin. Heather Heyer's mother, Susan Breaux, embraced supporters Sunday in downtown Charlottesville. At one point, she asked the crowd to raise their fists in solidarity, and she laid flowers at a makeshift memorial. Breaux said, there's still so much healing to do. She said the city and the country have a huge racial problem, and that if it's not fixed, we'll be right back here in no time. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.